The first reading today, we hear obviously about Moses, church applying this to the abbot, in this case, St. Anthony of the Desert. But nonetheless, when we listen to what we hear about what happened with Moses, it says, "For he heard him and his voice, and he brought him into a cloud." That cloud, remember, is called the Shekinah, the glory cloud, as the Israelites would call it. It is the cloud that overshadowed Moses. It's the cloud that filled the temple when Solomon was trying to dedicate the temple. It is the cloud that overshadowed our Blessed Lady. It's the same cloud that overshadowed the apostles and our Lord when Moses and Elijah came as they were on Mount Tabor at the time of the Transfiguration. But it's important also to recognize that that same cloud has descended upon each one of us. We have been brought into that cloud as well. Not so much in a dramatic way as we notice with all of those that I just mentioned, but that cloud is the Holy Spirit. And so each one of us in baptism have received that gift of the Holy Spirit. Indeed, the Holy Trinity, as the Lord has come to dwell within the soul of each one of us. And so we have not only been overshadowed by that cloud, but indeed it is indwelling within us. And so it is something that we again have to recognize as we look at somebody like Moses or like what happened with the apostles or our Blessed Lady. And we would be in awe of such things as we ought, but to realize that the same mystery is happening within you. It allows you also to speak face to face with God. Remember, this was something that was quite remarkable because no one has seen the face of God and live, as we hear in Scripture. And yet Moses was able to speak face to face with God. So can you. Got the Adoration Chapel. The Lord is there 24 hours a day. You can come and look directly at him, and you can speak with the Lord face to face. But the Lord dwells within you. So just as that cloud overshadowed our Blessed Lady, so too with you. And so all you actually have to do is go inside of yourself. And there, dwelling in the deepest part of your soul, is the Most Holy Trinity. And you are able to speak face to face with the Lord. Now, the problem, of course, that most of us have is getting there, because we have piled all kinds of stuff between where the Trinity dwells and where we are. And so we have to get rid of all that junk. It doesn't do anything with regard to God's dwelling in us, but it does make a huge difference in how much effect some of that is going to have. Think of it this way: if God is the light who is dwelling at the depth of your soul, ask yourself how much of that light is shining forth. How much do people see of the radiance of God who dwells within you? The answer to that is not much. It's because we're blocking the light. We have put all kinds of barriers up in front of it. We blocked it. And so God is there, radiant in his glory. But if it's not shining through us, that's not because there's something wrong with God. It's because there's something we've put in the way. And not only is that in the way as far as the light of God trying to come out, it is also in the way as far as us trying to get in. That's the necessity of all the purifications that happen in the spiritual life. All those things have to be removed so that we can go to God face to face in that way. So that we can not only, I mean, this is the amazing thing. When you think about the spiritual life, it's not only a matter that you can look at God face to face, just as you and I could talk face to face. You are united with him at that point. So talking face to face is something that happens outside. God wants you to be inside. He wants you to be completely united with him. So it's not just a face-to-face conversation anymore. The two become one. That's what he is desiring for each one of us. And so as we move in that direction, St. Teresa points out the different levels of union. You get to what she would call the fifth mansion. It's the prayer of simple union, she calls it. You get to the sixth mansion, it's the prayer of conforming union. And if you get to the seventh mansion, which is the highest, the point of perfection, it's the point of transforming union. In the transforming union, your will and God's will are the same. You are perfectly transformed into God. So it's no longer just a face-to-face conversation. It is intimate union with God. It is something that can happen inside, not just an external thing. So you can go before the Blessed Sacrament anytime and the Lord is right there and you can speak externally to him. It doesn't have to come out of your mouth, but it can just be in your heart, but you can speak to him directly. But as you go deeper and deeper and deeper into the mystery of God who dwells within, the Shekinah, the glory of God who is in you, then it goes even beyond face to face. The people of the Old Testament were amazed that Moses could speak face to face with God. And yet, for us, it's way beyond that. And it's way beyond that because of the intimacy to which God has called us. For the people in the Old Testament, he has called them to be his people. For you, he's called you to be his own son or daughter. But with our blessed Lord, he has called your soul to be espoused. That's how close he wants to be with you. Now, the question each one of us has to ask is, do I want to be that close to him? Of course, we're going to say yes until we realize what that's going to require. Because a lot of that junk that we have piled up in our soul, a lot of it is sin, a lot of it is fear, a lot of it is selfishness, all kinds of things that we have barricaded ourselves with. And so for all that to be removed, it's scary, it chips away at our pride, it chips away at our trust, and well, lack of trust, and helps us to trust more. It just keeps chipping and chipping and chipping at all the things that are the most difficult for us. That's where it becomes the issue. If it was easy, if you could just say, just get a bulldozer, push the junk out, and just go right in, that'd be great. We'd all say, I'll do it. But instead, God says, no, you piled all the junk there. You got to get rid of it. He'll do his part to help you, but you have to do your part. And so you have to really want that garbage out of the way. And you have to be willing to do some heavy lifting. The Lord will give you the grace, but you have to desire it, and you have to cooperate with it. He's not going to force it on you. He's inviting you. He wants this infinitely more than you want it. He wants you to be united with him so much that he's already united himself to you. So there's nothing lacking on his part. If we're not united with him, that's not his fault. It's ours. And so that's what he's inviting us to. So again, as astounding as it is to ponder what it would be if that glory cloud was there and descending upon you, recognize that literally what is happening inside of you is far, far greater, far more profound, far more intimate. And God is calling you into that union, into that glory, into the darkness of that cloud. But remember, it's from that cloud that he spoke. That's where the apostles heard him at the Transfiguration. And so it is there in the darkness. You can't look at the glory of God because you would be blinded, spiritually speaking in this case. And so it tends to be in darkness. And yet it's in that darkness that he speaks. So we have to be willing to make that journey and to do whatever it's going to take to be able to get there, to be able to remove the barriers that are in the way so that we can answer the invitation of the Lord. Otherwise, we're going to be like the king who had that wedding feast where his son invited all these people and they all had excuses of why they didn't want to show up. The wedding feast is happening and you're the bride. Your soul is the bride. Whether you're male or female, your soul is the bride. So to not show up would really be a problem. Kind of hard to have a wedding without the bride. The bridegroom is there, he's waiting. Now it's for us to make the choice to do whatever we need to do to get there so that it's not just looking at him from the outside and having that face-to-face conversation. It is uniting ourselves with him on the inside so that that profound intimacy, not just face-to-face, but heart-to-heart, full and total union with God.